We're constantly striving to be better and have more. But being the best version of ourselves is also about taking a look at the great things we already have. Health and lifestyle strategist Louis Fuller helps people turn around their mindset and self-worth. He's leading two free workshops with Focus One Health in Murray Bridge next Wednesday morning and evening. And he joins me now for a chat. Welcome, Louis.
How you going, Jenny?
Really well, thank you. Sometimes transforming your life is just about little steps, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I went through a bit of a rough time, 2015, and that was sort of my awakening, I guess I call it. And pretty much I set myself two goals. One was to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, and the other one was to say yes to every opportunity. And then on top of that, every day I'd write down what I'm grateful for, you know, what I'm happy about, what I'm excited. And at the time, I felt like I had nothing, gratitude, I had nothing to be grateful for. And as I started writing it down, I was like, wow, like, you know, I've got the parents that do anything for me. I've got this beautiful wife. I live in Glenelg. I'm a healthy male. I've got no disease. Like, and it's just a bit of an eye-opener for me. And then from then, every day, you know, just chipping away, writing in that journal, only takes me a minute. But then over the last 5 years, you know, I've done 365 minutes a year, and then you times that by five, and it's those tiny, tiny steps, but doing it consistently every day. And now, you know, 6 years later, you know, got a lot going on, and I'm super happy and just excited to share my knowledge with people. So
yeah, right. And it makes you feel wealthier, doesn't it? It makes you feel like you don't realise how much stuff you have and people in your life and wonderful things going on, even just as you said before, like appreciating the sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's so many other little things, you know, to do. But for me, it's just every day, like, you know, just, you know, having a priority of what's the main thing I need to tick off today, tick that off and complete that. And then, you know, you've got other things, might be 2 or 3 or 10 things you need to complete, but not beating yourself up if you only get 9 completed. Or, you know, if it's that one thing and that's your goal for the day, whatever it is, it might be just to go for a 30-minute walk. Tick that off and pat yourself on the back. And so you've got to start to create that self-worth and that belief that you are enough. You don't need to strive to be any, you know, I have goals and I have, you know, a broader aspect of being the best I can, but at the same time knowing I am enough at the moment and then pushing forward to striving to where I want to go.
With me at the moment is health and lifestyle strategist Louis Fuller. He's going to be hosting a couple of sessions, free sessions in Murray Bridge next week on Wednesday, one at 10 till 12, one at 6:30 to 8:30, and that is with Focus One Health. How important are relationships in terms of, you know, getting joy out of life and being happy with yourself?
Personally, I think it's the most important thing. For me, relationships, you've obviously got relationships with obviously your spouse or, you know, your mum and dad, your dog, your kids, your brothers, your sisters. That's the relationships I look at. But there's also a relationship with, what's your relationship with yourself? You know, do you love yourself? Do you feel like you're worthy enough? What's your relationship with money? What's your relationship with your career? What's the relationship with how you look? What's your relationship, you know, with food? So for me, I sort of do a bit of a broader outlook on it, and knowing that if you can start to create a better relationship with all these things, then that will start to, you know, you'll start to cascade with getting, feeling more worthy, feeling better about yourself, looking at things you have an average relationship or a bad relationship with, and going, right, what do I need to do to make that a better, whether it might be, you know, a food or exercise or, you know, your spouse or whatever it is. So, yeah, personally, I think it's the number one thing to better yourself and to understand that.
So that would involve some self-reflection, but also maybe thinking about how that person or that thing makes you feel and whether it's right the way it is.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's one of those things, for me, I try and take 100% responsibility of my life, because then I have 100% control. So if I have, you know, my father or mother or spouse that have said something that affects me in a negative way, it's actually not what they said. It's the way you perceived it or I perceived it. Because if they actually said, you know, like, why do you leave the dishes there? And then you meant to do them, or your mum and dad putting pressure on you or something like that, if they were speaking in a different language, you wouldn't even understand what they're saying and you wouldn't have this emotional reaction to what it is. So for me, it's looking deep into yourself, going, all right, if I take 100% responsibility, I have 100% control, so that means I'm not going to blame my boss for not doing the right thing about me. I'm not going to blame my kids or my mum and dad or blame anyone. I'm going to take responsibility. And then from there, I can start to have empowerment and I can have growth and start to have control of my life, not having external stuff where it's like, if they change, then I'll be happy. Because that's the law of physics. You can't change anyone. So when you say that sort of stuff, you're just beating around the bush. You're literally going to go on this negative cycle where if you go, you know what, they said that what it was and I don't agree with it, but that's who they are. I'm compassionate for them. They're doing the best they can. Whatever it is, I'm going to, just go, this is the way I express, but I'm not going to react to it. And then you start going down this, life of actually getting, progressing in life, where instead of just running the rat race on the wheel,
Absolutely. Now, you are running a couple of sessions. They are free. Life coaching with Louis Fuller, and they're at the Murray Bridge, a couple of different locations, but they're both with Focus One Health in Murray Bridge. So we've got 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Wednesday, the 12th of May. That is at Matrix Group, and there's also 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Stay Balance Pilates and Yoga. Will you be talking about this sort of stuff? What will you be doing?
Yeah, so I'll be talking a whole range of things. I want to get whoever's coming, just get involved, and I want to get on their level. And obviously the groups are a bit harder because I work with one-on-one people. So, I'll have some exercises and I'll have all these different tips and strategies that I'll talk about and express through what's helped me. And then, going away from it, they'll be able to take some stuff away that they can work on daily, and literally it's only a couple minutes a day or whatever it is, but you compound that over, a month, over 2 months, over 6 months, that's where the changes happen and the patience. But committing to it 100%, but only, doing a couple minutes a day once they take it away, and that's where they'll be able to, it won't feel like things are changing, but from neuroplasticity, you change something every day, and then over a long period of time, then that's how you get to change your habits instead of just flicking the switch and thinking, I'm going to solve all the problems. I'll give different tools in the toolbox for them to take away, and then they can, work with it.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, and I hope you have a good one.
Awesome, Jenny. Thank you.